Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. Once again, it's time to assemble some musical theatre and electronic organ goodies for you, and not wishing to waste a single moment of the next hour, sit back and enjoy Jonas Nordwall at the 47-ranked Wurlitzer that until 1996 was in the Organ Grinder restaurant in Portland, Oregon. Here's Jonas with Louis Gottschalk's first masterwork, Bambula, Opus No. 2. So let's press the starter button and put some wind in the old gal.
Thank you.
Jonas Nordwall at the exciting Hybrid Wurlitzer, which was assembled especially for the former Portland, Oregon Pizza Parlor restaurant. And that equally exciting piece of music by Louis Gottschalk, an aspiring pianist, was written in 1848 when he was just only 19 years of age. Well, the first of several new CDs in this week's programme is already in the player, and the honours go to Penny Whedon. My honest opinion of this latest CD, titled Autumn Concerto, is that it's the best CD Penny has ever done. A number of titles are in keeping with the seasonal title, numbers such as Autumn Leaves, Autumn Nocturne, Forever Autumn, September Song, September Morn, Shine on Harvest Moon, and Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, to name just but a few. But I think the most delightful of them is one which you may be hearing for the very first time, that is, unless Penny included it in her two most recent concert tours. Anyone who knows me will testify that I always look to include new items in these programmes, and in a recent Organ World magazine there's been correspondence from people who are so fed up with artists all playing much the same items, Aces High and Mornings at Seven being just two, and I could add a couple dozen more to that. So this is Penny in her compositional mood with a delightful number played on the Yamaha EL900M and Tyrus 2 keyboard. She's titled it Concerto Cymru. Thank you. Concerto Cymru, a lovely piece of music which would not be out of place featured in any light orchestral music broadcast, not that we have the chance to enjoy many of those in this day and age. Not all of the 23 tracks are allied to the Autumn Concerto CD title. In fact, there's a smattering of classical items in there, and even a musical excursion to a German beer keller with Ich bin immer da, which roughly translated means I'm always there. Time permitting, I would have also played her performance of Vivaldi's Autumn from his Four Seasons Suite, but that's going to be for another time.
Hello, this is Michael Baldridge and you're in tune with Organ First Radio, the brightest and best internet organ music show.
The theme music from The Railway Children instantly reminds me of two things. In my more youthful days, I used to spend many a weekend train spotting and feverishly crossing off the entries in my Ian Allen Engine Spotters book, and then, a few years later, whilst working in the cinema business, screening that lovely film, which tells the story of three Edwardian children and their mother who move to Yorkshire when their father is imprisoned as a spy. The film was released in 1970, and the music is by Johnny Douglas, played for us now by Andrew Varley on the Yamaha Tyrus 2. Mind the doors!
Thank you.
theme music from the film The Railway Children, played on the popular Tyrus II keyboard by an equally popular and regular artist on these programmes, Andrew Varley. It's one of 18 tracks on Andrew's new CD titled The Sweetest Sounds, and as ever, Andrew can always be relied on to slot in a few new items, such as that last one. So many organists tend to overlook similar delightful compositions, basing their programmes on the old adage, that's what people keep asking for. Well, that's a matter of opinion. Amongst a very eclectic programme, Andrew has included a vintage tango, Capri Fisher, a tune that was banned from being broadcast when Italian dictator Mussolini was toppled in 1943. There's the seldom heard theme music from the 1958 film The Big Country, Villa Vita, which comes from the pen of German organist Franz Lambert, Recuerdos del Alhambra, a classical guitar piece written in Granada back in 1896 by Spanish composer Francisco Tárrega, and Even Now, which I think goes back to the days when Nana Mouskouri first brought it to our notice. In my opinion, there are only a couple of things that let this CD down, and that is a list of the composers together with some more in-depth jacket notes displayed with a better and bolder font colour would have been welcome. I found the red lettering on a green background a little hard to accept, but that said, it's the music, choice of programme and playing that are up to the usual high standard that we've come to expect from Andrew Varley. Talking of high standards, Pipe Organ Presentations have come up with another double winner. Two historic LPs on one CD are featured on Memories of the Mosque, the mosque in question being a lavish replica of a Muslim temple in Richmond, Virginia, and now known as the Landmark Theatre. Opened in 1928, it was purchased from the former owners by the city in 1940, but it was in the early 50s that some of the very first stereo organ recordings were made in that auditorium, featuring the legendary Reginald Fort. Engineer Emery Cook made a number of recordings of Reginald Fort, and when Cook died in 2002, they were donated to the American Smithsonian Institute. Don Thompson, the man behind Pipe Organ Presentations, was able to secure a license to reissue one of the LPs. And here is Reginald Fort to play Valencia. Valencia, played by Reginald Fort on the 3-manual 17-rank Wurlitzer in the Mosque Auditorium, Richmond, Virginia. 10 tracks in all, played by one of the greatest names in the theatre organ world on both sides of the Atlantic. The artist sharing this double bill CD is none other than Eddie Weaver, who at the time of this recording in the late 60s had clocked up 43 years of playing that instrument on a daily basis. In 1956, all the auditorium drapes and seats were removed for renovation and cleaning, and this proved to be the ideal time to record the 12 tracks that make up his contribution to this release. I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean and Coming Through the Rye. Eddie Weaver using the old trick of switching off the wind supply to the organ blower in order to replicate the bagpipes. And all theatre organ enthusiasts should be appreciative that Pipe Organ Preservations combined these two very historic recordings on one delightfully packaged and informative CD. Full details of which can be found on the Organ First web pages, and of course there'll be some of the cover shots on the video screen. Earlier this year I was invited to attend the AOE Festival at Bewdley and had the pleasure of sharing a table with Dr. Kevin Morgan, without doubt one of the most popular theatre organists on the concert circuit at present. I had hoped to bring you an interview with him, but unfortunately the audio quality was not as good as I'd expected. Nevertheless, that doesn't stop me including a piece of music played by him on the 4-manual 11-rank Mahler organ belonging to the German organ building firm of Auguste Lacouf. Thank you.
This is Michael Baldridge. No matter which is your favourite organ music, pipes or electronics, then Organ First Radio is your best choice.
And bringing part one of our programme to a close this month was Dr. Kevin Morgan playing the syncopated samba on the Muller organ. Ever since I was first introduced to Bruno Hoff, I've been an avid fan of his music, and in particular his recordings, all of which have been featured not only on this programme, but on commercial radio stations around the world, and for very good reason. The downside is that Bruno, who lives in Germany, is one of those breed of artists who doesn't play the organ or keyboard concert circuit, preferring to play and record his music at home and then pay not inconsiderable sums of money to have his recordings professionally made and distributed. Truthfully, Bruno explains that as much as he would enjoy playing live concerts, he cannot make the sounds in a concert location that appear on his recordings, and therefore, rather than disappoint his followers, he concentrates on private recordings. Proving that point, sit back and enjoy this wonderful interpretation of the lovely Jerome Kern number, Yesterdays, played on the Korg PA1X Pro keyboard. Bruno Hoff. Thank you. Yesterday's, a track taken from Bruno Hoff's latest CD titled Sunset Walkin', which is subtitled A Tribute to Cape Town Jazz Hours. For many years, Bruno lived in South Africa and played jazz in some of the big clubs, hence his lovely style of playing. There are 16 tracks on this new CD that has a most unusual but striking cover. It seems that it was a piece of wall art on a Cape Town jazz club, and before the club was demolished, Bruno took a photo of it. As for the music, spread across the remaining 15 tracks, there's good old standards such as Rags to Riches, Tangerine, Just in Time, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, For Once in My Life, and this title track, which is Bruno's own composition, Sunset Walkin'. Sunset Walkin', and full details of all of Bruno Hoff's recordings can be found on the video screen and the MSS Organ First web pages. Last month saw that wonderful dual console Compton organ at the Guildhall Southampton back in concert form after a lot of necessary maintenance work. Recordings of that extensive unit orchestra have always been a little thin on the ground, and those that have appeared have not always managed to do it justice. However, some of the nicest examples appear on a CD released back in 2001 and featuring that doyen of the theatre organ world, Dr. Arnold Loxham, who, to my way of thinking, must have been aged around 83 years of age at the time. Here he is with the Foxy Foxtrot. Bloxham at the lovely Compton Organ in the Guildhall, Southampton. Nice little novelty tune, Foxy Foxtrot. Theatre organs like that need lots of loving care and devotion, and in most cases such attention is freely given by people from all walks of life who spend many hours crawling around in dusty organ chambers, tuning, adjusting, and generally repairing anything that's required. On the other side of the coin are those people out front who take tickets, provide tea and biscuits, run raffles and sale stalls, and as we all get older by the day, it's becoming increasingly hard to find willing helpers to keep many organ clubs and societies functioning each year. One such group have just produced a nice little film which can be found on YouTube, and I do urge you to try and have a look at it. Better still, if you live in the Teesside area and would like to become part of the team that presents concerts at Eston featuring the former Granada Bedford Wurlitzer, then please take down the details from our video screen. In the meantime, here's the late Peter Lish at that very organ back in 1995, and he's in the company of a dainty doll. Peter Lish and the Dainty Doll, played on the former Granada Bedford Wurlitzer, which is now up in Eston on Teesside. And don't forget, if you think you can help out there with the team of people who look after that organ and run the concerts, then please take down all the details from our video screens and get in touch.
Hi, this is Brett Wales, and this is a track from my latest recording here on Organ First Radio.
a song performed by everyone from the Platters to Alvin and the Chipmunks, and it's taken from the ever-popular Brett Wales latest CD titled Stepping Out Volume 3. And if you've either of the two previous releases in that series, then you'll know that all the music is in strict tempo, which you probably guessed from that track in blues tempo titled Only You and You Alone. Brett, as I think I've said before, has the happy knack of putting together a strict dance tempo programme which is just as enjoyable to listen to, even if, like me, you've two left feet. Brett uses the VersiScala and the Korg PA2X keyboard to blend together a whole host of exciting and rhythmic sounds, which commence with the obligatory quickstep medley and end with the equally obligatory waltz. Spread out between those two segments in this 63-minute CD, there's everything from line dance, cha-cha-cha, samba, rumba, jive, barn dance, saunter, and of course, the good old party time. Time track, celebrate the good times, and that almost brings the show to a close for this edition. Don't forget, you can get all details of Brett Wales' recordings by logging on to the Organ First web pages, where you'll also find details of this, his latest CD titled Stepping Out Volume 3. In the first half of the show, we heard a Mahler organ in a German organ building factory, and here's another German organ installation, this time a Wurlitzer in the Staatliche Institute for Music Forschung in Berlin. It's played by the late Heinrich Reithmüller, and although listed as a four-manual 16-rank instrument, as you'll hear, there have been some electronic overdubs on this track. I'm sure you'll recognise the item as one being made famous by both Nat King Cole and David Whitfield. Answer Me. Answer Me, played by Heinrich Reithmüller. And if you want to read all about this very historic Wurlitzer and the fascinating story behind a former American soldier's mammoth single-handed task of restoration, then just make a note of the link, which you'll find on our video screen. And there we are. Once again, time to put away all the music for another month, and then I guess I'll have to look in the Ashton archives for some Christmas recordings. I resisted the temptation to include any this month, despite the fact that local supermarkets have had Christmas items on display since September. Don't forget, Organ First Radio is very much your programme, so do send in any requests for your favourite artists, and I'll do my best to come up with something special for you. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, till the next time. Bye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.